This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 5th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather today is warm and inviting. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly. Jerusalem is enjoying similar sunny conditions. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures with a gentle breeze, a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that former President Trump has given Iran 48 hours to make a deal or face a severe attack. Talks over control of the Strait of Hormuz are advancing, with Tehran demanding control. Also, in the last few minutes, Walla has covered Trump stating that the Strait of Hormuz will soon open. He warned that if it does not, Iran will face the largest attack since World War II. Also this hour. According to I-24 News, Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected a plan by the Board of Peace for the IDF to withdraw to the Yellow Line in Gaza, stating that Israel has not agreed to such terms. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals new research showing 1 in 5 students develops a dependence on artificial intelligence. Those more skilled in AI tools tend to rely on them heavily. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reports, just under half an hour ago, on the outgoing NSW Jewish Board of Deputies President David Ossip, who is praised as the youngest elder statesman for his service. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a noted analyst, posted just minutes ago that John Spencer's analysis stands out for its consistency. She highlights that the issue is not just about Iran, but about the meaning of deterrence when red lines are ignored. I24N, EWS English, reported 13 minutes ago that IDF troops operating in southern Lebanon have dismantled an underground Hezbollah tunnel. The military says it was intended for attacks against Israeli forces. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, noted that the IDF continues its operations in southern Lebanon's security zone. In Shrabin, troops dismantled a Hezbollah tunnel and found a weapons depot with military equipment. Let's go deeper, starting with the US and Iran. Ynet reports that Trump has emphasized a 48-hour deadline for Iran to negotiate over the Strait of Hormuz. This comes as tensions remain high, with the US preparing for potential military action. The outcome could significantly affect global oil markets and regional stability. Turning to the situation in Gaza, I-24 News details that Netanyahu has firmly dismissed a proposal for IDF withdrawal to the Yellow Line. This plan, put forward by the Board of Peace, sought to de-escalate tensions. Netanyahu's rejection indicates Israel's commitment to maintaining its current security posture in the region. Meanwhile, the research highlighted by Israel Hayom Hebrew indicates a growing reliance on artificial intelligence among students. This dependency could influence educational practices and how future generations engage with technology. The findings suggest a need for balance in tech use in learning environments. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Israeli cybersecurity firm Oligo has raised $60 million after a dramatic 300% growth in revenue. This funding will support further product development and global expansion. Separately, Mariv Business explores Israeli spending habits, noting that August has brought peak spending at Big Fashion Glylot. This trend reflects a busy season with back-to-school shopping and family outings. And finally, according to CTEC, Israel ranks second in the world for the most expensive Big Mac. The Big Mac Index suggests the shekel is nearly 40% overvalued against the dollar. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.